morning, if you are listening over internet this morning, today or next week, we welcome you to the service and listen to what's going on. Amen. I hear a rumbling in the spirit this morning, not only for this house, but America as a whole. There's a rumbling in the spirit. The word I've been getting lately is a roar. There is a roar that's coming from within the body of Christ that says that we are taking our stand and we're not taking it no more. There is a roar coming forth from the body of Christ. Amen. I want to read you a quick word from Isaiah 43, then we'll get into the praise and worship this morning. Remember last Sunday? Don't expect to get out at 11 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. But now says the Lord who created you and formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you and I've called you by name and you're mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they'll not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. You remember the three Hebrew boys that was thrown into the furnace? They came out. God says you're going to come out. You're going to come out not burned and not smelling like smoke. Amen. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Since you was precious in my sight and you've been honorable and I've loved you, therefore I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, he tells us again, I am with you. I'll bring your seed from the east and gather from the west. And I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. That assures us today the seeds that you have planted in prayer, the seeds you have prayed about, and the seeds that you have spoken through the word of God. He said there's nothing that can stop that seed. The devil can't kill you because you're a seed. And a seed is to be planted. And when that seed is planted, he said, they're coming from the north and they're coming from the south. Not only your children that have gone astray and your grandchildren that have gone astray and your family that's gone and act crazy. God says, I'm bringing them home and for you not to give up. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. That seed has been planted. He said, they're coming back. They're coming back. That's what you have prayed for. It's been a seed. And nothing can stop that seed. Amen. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created them for my glory. And the things that God is wanting to do through us is for one purpose and one purpose only. And that is to show forth his glory in the land. And when people begin to see the glory of God, they will run to it. Because it's something that they've longed for, even though they don't know they're longing for it. That's why they're out here searching in drugs and all this other thing. Because they are wanting to be, their spirit is crying out to be reconnected to God, the one that created them. And that's what happened when you got saved, amen? And you were excited and you couldn't wait to tell somebody about it. And there was something that was bubbling up on inside of you. What was that? You got reconnected to the one that gave you the breath that you breathe every second of the day. He created you. And when your kids are out there and they're doing crazy stuff and your grandkids or your sisters, brothers or whoever, then you look at them and you said you're just trying to run from the one that created you, but you're coming back. Amen. You can say, I heard the word on Sunday morning that it's coming from the north, from the east, from the south, and the west. I planted that seed in prayer and God has promised me that it's coming. I was praying about something on the way to church this morning. And I said, God, you're going to do great things. And the Holy Ghost quickened me and he said, surely I am doing great things. I'm tired of praying about things and not seeing it happen. Amen. I refuse to get frustrated about it. But I'm determined that what I'm praying, I'm going to see results for. Amen. So I want you to know this. Woo! I want you to know this morning when you're praying, say, God, I know you're going to do great things, and he is. But then say, God, I know that you are doing great things. I see it. I hear that rumbling. I hear the roar. Amen. That says, I'm coming to rescue you. I'm coming that you may be healed. I've come that you may be healed. I've come that your children may serve me in the house of the Lord all the days of their life. I've come that you may prosper in your body, soul, your finances, every area of your life. Why? So that you can be a blessing. not just to be blessed, but so that you can be a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even everyone that is called by my name, I have created them for my glory. I have formed them and I have made them. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. He said, bring them and watch me heal them. You know, miracles and healing should be a commonplace in the church. It shouldn't be just an every once in a while thing, but it should be a norm thing. And we're going to see in a minute how that God has commissioned us and called us to be that kind of church. That we are the continuation of the book of Acts. He says, let the sick be sick no more. Let the depressed not be depressed no more. Let the oppressed not be oppressed no more. Why? Because God is a good, good Father. And He wants the best for you. And He wants you to live life abundantly, amen, in this earth right now. Let all the nations gather together. Let the people be assembled. And then he goes on to tell us, don't remember the former things. And that's what we prayed a while ago. We want to look back at how it used to be in the great revivals. I'm telling you, there's a revival taking place now. I'm not going to see it. I am seeing it. Amen. I am seeing it. It springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. If you're here this morning and you don't see no way, God's word to you is that you are seeing a way. Not that you're going to, but you are seeing a way. And God is doing great things now. Amen. So let's stand to your feet and let's get our praise on and let the Lord know that we're here to love on Him, to worship Him, to come into agreement with what He is saying and say, this is our time. Why not us and why not now? Amen. There you are.
Not stop. We'll just keep right on going, amen.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. When the valleys that I wander turns to mountains that I can't climb. Oh, you are with me. You never leave me. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, 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 oh. Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel beat, cause it's all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need. Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel beat, cause it's all you'll ever need. It's all you'll ever need. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing, cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Amen. Good morning, church. How y'all doing this morning? Hey, I feel like I can go home. I've had a full day already. Amen. You know, it's a blessing to be under people that know what the word is, that know the meaning of the word, and want to help us out with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Kenzie.
You won't kick down. don't deserve it. Still, you would give yourself away.
Power.
What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Strong enough to put up a good fight. Oh, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, oh, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Fear, he is a liar. Steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fears in the fire. Cause fear, he is a liar. You'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one the grace could never change. Fear, he is a liar. Breath, stop you in your step. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, catch your fears in the fire. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Say, let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear. sadness from wherever you've been. Come, broken heart, let rescue begin. Come, find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can do. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can do.
Play right here, Mackenzie. Can I get the ushers to come forth? It's just been a little odd service this morning. You know, sometimes things don't run like you would like for them to. But God is still in control. Amen. Amen. You know, I pity when we're afraid of change. That's when we need to be in word. Lord, I thank you for this offering today. Lord, I thank you for the fellowship here, Lord, and I thank you for the tithers here, Lord, and I just thank you for the workers here, Lord God, to give their time and donate, Lord God, to keep this to keep this house of worship intact, Lord. I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now I ask you to bless each individual, Lord God, that I just spoke about. In Jesus' name, amen. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are, fall in his arms, come as you are. There's joy for the morning. Oh, sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. So lay down your burden, lay down your shame. Oh, who are broken, lift up your face, oh wanderer, come.
come as you are.
Hallelujah.